Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio. Everyone has a story to share, and we invite you to share yours on this particular episode of Signs of Life Radio. Many of us have personal experiences that defy mainstream thinking, and we would like you to join us to explore the types of experiences that people have, what they mean, and how we can integrate them into our everyday lives. You never know how important your story may be to someone in need of reassurance that there is life beyond the physical world and that it is possible to communicate with and receive signs from loved ones who have passed. Your co-hosts for this evening's Signs of Life radio show are Janet Mayer, Forever Family Foundation certified medium and author of Spirits, They Are Present, and myself, Kimberly Saavedra, director of the Comlock Center. Unfortunately, Dr. Betty Kovach will not be joining us for this particular show, but she looks forward to being back next month. So we all welcome you. Please get a pen and paper so I can give you the call-in number. For callers in North America, it's 888-627-6008. And for callers outside of America, it's, of course, the country code 1 and area code 323-744-4831. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm just great. Beautiful day in Southern California. It's like summer. In the 80s, sunshine, the birds, the bees, the butterflies, the jasmine, oh my gosh, citrus blossoms. It's a pretty good around here today. How about you?
We're having a major heat wave. I think it got up to 93 today. I'm in Missouri. This is not normal weather. And tomorrow it's supposed to get in the 50s. So we're having some crazy weather right now.
Oh, wow.
But we do have a lot of pretty, you know, trees flowering. So that's, you know, it's pretty gorgeous. But I wanted to start off with my story here. I almost left you in the dark, Kimberly. I came in, I was getting set up, you know, for tonight's show, and I was sitting here and I just started thinking of my uncle who had passed. And I thought, you know, he's such a jokester. I'm like, something happened today and somebody sent me a picture of a cow and it was related. And I cracked up because I thought that's exactly something he would do. He would just send me something random out of the blue. And all of a sudden I thought, you know, I bet you're with me. And with that, my computer popped and it went off, like completely off. It shut off and I could not get it back on. And I was like, okay, that wasn't a good joke. It's like, let me get back on. And I spent like 2 or 3 minutes trying to get my computer to go back on. I have no idea what happened. It did a weird pop and then it just went off. And so I did get it back on, obviously, because I'm here now. And I was, I didn't want to leave you in the dark by yourself, but I almost like was going to be doing one of the call-ins and saying, hey, can you put me on through the phone?
That's ingenious. See, there you go. You've got my back and you're here for the audience and people who want to talk with us. So I'm glad that those few moments of terror worked out okay and that you had a backup plan in case they didn't.
Yeah. But then I was kind of like, well, I guess my uncle is letting me know he's here. So maybe the next thing he does, he better, don't turn off my computer, right?
Right. Something else.
It's really interesting, though, how it relates, because the one thing that I was thinking about, I wanted to talk about tonight, if we didn't have any callers right away, and if we do, I'll stop and they can jump in. But I was thinking about back when I was doing the EVP sessions, you know, where it's electronic voice phenomenon and, you know, you talk into the computer, you have a program and then you listen back. And I used to do that and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to bring that up tonight for some reason. So, oh, you know what? How about if I hold that and we have a caller? So let's talk to Carol first.
That sounds great. Welcome, Carol. Thank you for calling in to talk with us.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Feel free to launch right in.
Okay. My story is my 11-year-old grandson passed from a rare heart and lung disease when he was 11. And after I was very close to him, I was kind of like a mother figure. So our bond was so strong. I was led to a medium where I was living at the time in North Carolina, and I know he led me to her. He came through right away and validated. I mean, things were just validated that, you know, it was everything about him, his humor, the things that he shared that we did, you know. I left that session just, it was so comforting. I was in acute early grief and nothing was comforting me in any way. And, I ended up going back to her, several times. And she's become a very good friend of mine, this medium. And he comes through every time and his humor is still very funny, and he gives me just numerous signs of everything. And now I look at it, I know it's him, and I'll say, you know, thanks, buddy. And it could be anywhere. It's truly amazing.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to share any of those signs with us?
Well, we would play Minecraft. He taught me how. And that was one of his favorite games of the time. So I see, you know, Minecraft book bags. A child just out of the blue walking down the street will have something Minecraft on. I mean, that's just one. In the very beginning, ladybug was something that was around me a lot. Would land on me randomly, always appear, and he came through and he said, "Yeah, I'm sending you ladybugs," and then I would see them everywhere. You know, a coffee mug, a picture.
That's cool.
So I started, you know, collecting ladybugs. There's just countless signs.
It's wonderful, and how nice that they started early for you too. So some people wait for quite a while to receive something that they're open to and waiting for, and how nice that you had a variety of ongoing communications from him. What's his name?
Ivan.
Ivan, oh, sweet. Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, excuse me. I think that's really great that you continue to have, you know, an emotional connection with them, and that you continue to receive signs from here. And even though, you know, he's not here in the physical, he is here in the spiritual. And you can tell that you still have that connection, that he keeps coming to you and giving you more signs, which I think is so cool that, you know, you continue to, you know, be open to those and to receive those signs. And then you're acknowledging it and, you know, you're telling him thanks, which I always tell people that, you know, make sure you're acknowledging your loved ones on the other side so that they know you got the message and you're not just like, well, maybe, maybe not. It's like, you know, he came through. And, you know, like with the Minecraft, it made me smile because I'm like, that's cool that he taught you how to play. And then, you know, you have that connection still. And so, you know, I love that you're staying open and that you continue to get more signs. That's really great.
Yeah, it is a knowing. And I've never doubted any sign. Like, oh, this is weird. Or I never said weird or coincidence. Or I just knew.
That's and so great.
My dog even picked up on his presence right away. I got her after he passed, and I would watch her head. She was just looking at things in the room, you know, her head. And I thought, okay, you're seeing him. So I started recording her, and sure enough, the orb of him was just kind of flying around the room. And that's amazing to me too. I mean, I never knew it. I never knew any of this, you know, before. So,
yes. Well, and you know, by paying attention and like you're doing, you know, you're constantly increasing your awareness of him. And I think that that keeps it strong or can make it even stronger. And, you know, some people are thinking, well, I don't want to bother the other side or this or that. And I think it's really important. Like what you're doing is you're continuing with that relationship. It's, you know, it's still there. He's still around you. And I think that's really beautiful that you're kind of honoring that and being aware of it. And, you know, it's kind of like, and you just have to like, thank him that it's like, hey, thanks for coming through and sharing this with me. I think that's really great. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably having quite a good time himself being able to communicate with you in so many different ways and to feel the warmth in your heart when you do hear from him.
Yeah.
He.
That's a really great point, Kim. Yeah. You know, that he is, he probably is enjoying and trying to come up with new ways to, oh, what can I show her now? Or what can I do now that she'll know that it's for me? And I think that's really good too. You know, that kind of shows you the playfulness.
Yeah.
You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he sure does. And the medium, her name is Jeannie. She would just start laughing sometimes, and she says, "Okay, he's really in a funny mood today," or you know, something like that. And it's just so special.
It is.
That is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, we're grateful that you called in and shared these stories with us, Carol.
Oh, thank you for accepting the call. And it's so nice to talk with you and to share.
Well, we're happy you shared. I think that helps everyone who's listening. You know, when we share the stories, you know, somebody else is like, you know, I have a story and mine's this and it's different or it's this way. And I think that's what helps each other. You know, it helps all of us.
Right.
So now we appreciate you calling in.
And they might not have the confidence that you felt and thought, well, what if it's me making this up? And what if it's not him? Or what if it sounds silly or something like that? So your courage sparks other people's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice. I hope it can reach others.
Well, feel free to call us again, Carol.
Okay, I will. Thank you again.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. I love the fact that, you know, our loved ones come through and they're sharing science, you know, and kids, they have the most creative ways of, you know, showing something or sharing something. And so I can see where, you know, she would say the other medium was laughing because you can almost sometimes feel that energy from someone coming through and, you know, the jokingness or the happiness. And it's, you know, it is. It's a beautiful feeling.
Oh, yeah. It is. Do you want to go ahead and circle back to your story with a little refresher?
Sure. But like I was saying, you know, that when I got on and the computer just went off and, you know, made this weird noise and went off. And then it took me forever to get back on. And the funny thing was what I was working on today for tonight, because every, you know, month I try to come up with something different. Like what feels right today? Like, what do I want to, you know, what a lot of times Betty and I will end up saying almost the same thing sometimes, which is always funny.
But
I was like, you know, I'm going to do the EVP. I'm going to talk a little bit about that because I've had, you know, I usually have a lot of experiences with it because sometimes I would hear words just out in the, you know, out in the air. I would hear my name or I would hear, you know, a certain word. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try the EVP, which is electronic voice phenomenon. And so I started doing that. And I was doing it for like many years. And I had one of my all-time favorites is, you know, a lot of times when a spirit comes through, you know, like the computer and leaves a message, it's something very short. You know, it could be like, hello, or it could be like Janet, or, you know, I see you or something, you know, very short. Well, I had one that came in one time that it said, I was talking to loved ones. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, everybody always wants to know where are you? And I know you're here. Where are you? You know, and the answer back was, we are in your world.
Oh.
We are in your world. And it was like a step that's very long for, you know, an EVP. And it came through and I was just like, oh my goodness. And I thought that was so beautiful because it's a reminder to everyone that our loved ones are in our world. They are around us. And you know, you're people want to have a place. They want to put them somewhere. They want to go up, you know, or they want to go here. And it's like, no, they're right here. They're right in our world. And it was so beautiful. And I had to laugh because with this happening in my computer tonight, it was like, oh, they're still showing me different things that are happening electronically, you know, and they're coming through and giving me trouble. And, you know, like I said, I felt like it was my uncle coming through because I was holding a mug of his today. And I was thinking, oh, I would love for him to come through. It would be really cool. And then all of a sudden, all this stuff happened. And I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, just the way it worked, like, it's just a reminder that we have to pay attention. Well, we don't have to, but we should pay attention to what is going on around us every day. And that our loved ones are, they're kind of here, or they're standing by, you know, and they're going to come through and they want to share something, or they want to join in the fun, or they want to join in, you know, in what we're doing. And I think the whole purpose for me with this happening with my uncle is I am going to see his kids tomorrow, my cousins. And I just thought it was really kind of cute the way it all happened today, except when the computer kind of crashed. And then I was like, oh no, Kimberly's on her own.
That would never happen. I couldn't make it without both of you.
No, I was able to get it working again. It was just so funny the way it happened. I was like, okay. So I just thought that was really interesting that, you know, the way things can kind of play out when you're paying attention, that if we are aware and we are open, then we can have these experiences.
Oh, that's so great. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. I think we have Christine on the line.
We sure do. Welcome to Christine from Florida. We, first of all, thank you for calling in and speaking with us.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled that you could take my call. Nice to be able to share something like this.
We'd love to hear it.
Sure would.
So I've lost my husband just over a year and a half ago after 46 years. So needless to say, we were very close. Excuse me. So I wanted he's been very creative with, we've always been very open in my house. My brother studies mediumship, and it's just kind of not like a big thing in my life, but it's something that I've always been open to. And my husband's found several different ways, dreams mostly, to visit with me. But one thing in particular I wanted to share that is the newest thing I have been thinking about. I wish I had a more direct way to meet with him than the occasional with a medium or a dream. And so I woke up and there was a song in my head, not a big deal, right? Well, this happened three mornings in a row. So I said, okay, I gotta go find this song. It was just like a regular everyday song. It's called Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And, oh, yeah, I love
this. So I found it. And I couldn't quite get all the lyrics, so I turned on one with the lyrics, and that was pretty cool, you know, lifted my spirit, sounded like directly what he would say to me. After about a few days, I was like, okay, I need to find a different version of this song. So I found another version, and you won't believe this. Since I was a young woman, I always wanted to go to the Galapagos Islands. After he passed, I sold the dream house, I had some money. I'm starting to try to be normal, so I booked this trip with National Geographic to the Galapagos Islands.
Wow.
I found that the alternative version of the song, the whole video in the background was Galapagos Islands.
Oh, wow.
I could not believe it.
That's
so
wild.
Now when I wake up with a song in my head, I go and I play it, and it's usually spot on. You know, I had heard songs before that, you know, and I thought, you know, on the radio or whatever on the way to work, and it would be appropriate. And I think, am I trying to make this fit in? You know, you hear that they play a song on there. I was like, I must be trying to fit this in. But then when I woke up like that with that song, and now this happens to me several times, the latest one yesterday and today that I went and looked it up is Someday Lady You'll Accompany Me.
Oh.
By Bob Seger.
Oh,
and it's just, I have had dream visitations probably four times, but this has been really kind of fun. Oh, that was nice, but it was a snatch. But this is almost like this is kind of fun.
Well, yeah, because you get to
so
do it
I
when
just
you're
thought I would share that with you.
Yeah, no, we love it. And you know what? You get to do that when you're awake then, you know, so you get to be a part of it while you're living during the day is, and you know, he's still being a part of your life in a different way. So you have your dreams at night, you know, which are beautiful and comforting, but then you're, like you said, you're having some fun now and he's trying to bring in the fun from what it sounds like, you know, into your life during the day. And I mean, that's some great validation for you, you know, and I think that that's really cool that you are, you know, aware of what's going on and that you're, you know, connecting it. And I mean, how cool is that? And especially with the music, it's like, you know, he's got some good music there.
That's
well, and we always listened to the loud classic rock kind of stuff. That was just part of our life of who we were. And so now, for the first time in my life, I'm actually alone. I've never lived on my own alone. I met him when I was 18. And so I'm trying to learn to wake up to being alone. So I turn on Pandora. And now it's not like just turning on Pandora. It's like, okay, let's turn on Pandora and find this song.
That's cool.
Yeah. When he very first passed, the first one that came up was Roll with the Changes, REO Speedwagon.
There's a lot of messages.
But like I said, at that point, I was thinking, okay, I'm trying to make this fit. You know, these are just songs that came up. But now that I'm waking up, and if I don't turn it on, it'll come back the next morning. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm living alone, I'm trying to, you know, it's been a year and a half, and I've been trying to be very contemplative and learn to meditate and get quiet. I was a very busy professional, and I'm coming to the end of my career, so I'm not, like, jumping out of bed running to work anymore. So I have the luxury of saying, okay, now what is the first thought in the morning? So it seems to me like he's tuned into the fact that I'm paying attention to what is my first thought in the morning. So,
oh, definitely.
And
that's
great.
Really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very blessed.
Sounds like he's going on vacation with you, too, a company.
Oh, I can't believe you said that, because the last time, not the last time, but when I had a reading, I went to the Forever Family Foundation grief retreat that they recently had in Fort Myers. And I had been wondering, what is he doing with his time? And right before she closed, she said, he wants you to know that he's traveling and enjoying himself. And he's on vacation.
Oh,
you just said he's on vacation.
Now that's beautiful.
He's on vacation.
This
I'm a lucky woman. I'm a very blessed woman.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I'm
so
sure you're inspiring
for allowing
some
to share that with you.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Christine.
Like
feel free to call in again.
I'm not used to not having someone to tell everything.
Now you do.
Thank you. You keep up the good work.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now we now have Lisa from New Jersey on the phone. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. My mother passed away. I crossed over this January. And I started a bereavement group a little bit. I started it and I noticed that I was really angry because of the upbringing, because I am visually impaired, because she didn't do what she needed to do as a mother when I was younger. And now I'm legally blind and I'm older. I'm a senior, believe it or not. And she taught me to go forward. It was all good. You know, I did learn from her to just go forward. Don't let anything stop me. But I noticed I've been angry. And then I made a decision, which was really hard for me in terms of receiving, to go with my son and his father, my former husband, with his family on to Disney on Saturday. And I told my daughter, I was like, my mother wouldn't have liked this. She was a very, very jealous person and she wouldn't have liked it. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it and stuff, but I was in my kitchen the other night and then a light over a small table by the window was like flickering. I didn't pay attention to it. And then last night it was really flickering. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's how they, you know, the lights, I've often heard how they communicate through light. Mm-hmm. I am more audio And I hear like my best friend, my dad who crossed over, you know, and I hear them like clearly. And I haven't heard things in a while. And it was just so fun. You know, like I'm so used to hearing things very clearly that I was surprised that with the lights, I'm like, oh, I thought, okay, the light's going out. And then it was like really glaring. So I was like, oh, she's trying to get, I don't know if she's trying to get my attention or if she's just saying hello, but I really feel like it just came really strong. And I was trying to find my dad's cousin's wife because they all passed away, and to tell her about my mom because I still haven't found her. And happened to call her, get a hold of her son. It just freaked incident how I, you know, kept searching for her number. And I my cousin I was trying to find too, to let her know too, and I couldn't find him. And then he tells me about the same age as my mom, and she's in a home now and stuff. And that's when it got really bright. I guess she was, I don't know what the message was from her, but like I got to connect with my dad's cousin's wife and to try to let her know. But I still didn't get a hold of her yet. But it was just interesting. It was just, and I'm trying really hard, and I'm doing everything beside to go put her stuff first, like I always did. And I had to renew my passport, and I was going to go to the post office, and you have to make an appointment. And it's hard for me because I can't see. I have to take Ubers. And I go in there, and the woman helped me. I gave her so much information to help visually impaired, because our family is visually impaired. And she just helped me. She helped me so much. She even is going to mail it for me. She says, okay, you got to go to the post office. I said, okay, I'm going to find the post office. I was Googling it, you know, to find out the walking directions. I'll walk to a post office. And she's like, I'll mail, you know, we'll do it in the mail for you. It was just a miracle. So I kind of feel like my mother opened the doors because I worked over 3 hours in the bank with her on her stuff, just one bank. 3 hours trying to get, and today, and I kind of feel like she gave me an easy time because I put her first as I always did and put me last, and now she helped me with me getting my passport renewed before it expired.
Sounds like she's showing you the light in a way.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it came through for me when you were telling us all this. I was thinking, it sounds like she had the lights going on because she was telling you that, you know, she's coming through the light and she's letting you know that she's seeing the light as well. And so she's going to try to help you. And that's what it kind of
You know what? I'm a light worker. And she was jealous of that. And, you know, she'd say, oh, I hear it too. And I do this and I do that. And I was like, okay, Mom, okay. You know, and I didn't argue with her, you know, say you haven't studied it. Like you're not really like getting it like I'm getting it. I didn't never did that to her. You know, just gave her grace and her space because that's what she wanted, her win. And that's very interesting. I didn't think of that perspective of it. Thank you for that, because I was just so surprised that I finally got it after a few days. And the light was like really blinking, like bright, because I can't see, and I can't see above me. So I guess, you know, when I noticed it flicker, I couldn't really tell. So then she had to like make it bigger so that I knew.
Right.
It was good. But yeah, how that's very cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I mean, you have a lot going on. You have a lot going on. And I think that she's just acknowledging that, you know, and I think that that's important, that, you know, you're doing all this. And at the same time, you know that there's something more going on, like you said. So she's just acknowledging that. So I'm glad you got the message then. That's great.
That's nice and clear.
I mean, I love her. Yeah, she's my mom. I love her. And it's kind of like, I kind of feel, she kind of gave me a win today to do something for me that was taking me forever to do on my end for months.
Gosh,
so,
right.
Yeah, the woman helped me fill out the form. Like, who does that? You know, nobody.
Right, that's great.
Form. Because I mess up the forms. I just keep redoing things and redoing things. But thank you for that. Thank you for letting me share. I honestly forgot about it, and I was like, okay, let me share this, because it's been a while since something's shown up. So thank you so much for this call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Definitely. We love to hear all the stories. I think that it's important, you know, for people to be aware of the signs that are going on around them, especially because life is so busy. Life is going, you know, you're going in every direction possible. And that sometimes when we just stop, we realize what's happening or what's going on around us in the love that the other side is sharing with us. And, you know, if we just you know, give a little, just be thankful, you know, tell them thanks, give a little gratitude, and they're giving you comfort. I think that's, you know, that's beautiful. They're still with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it's helping me over my, you know, kind of get over my anger. It's kind of like, snap out of it. She's over there. She's communicating with you.
That's okay. You go through a lot of emotions. Grief causes, you know, it triggers all kinds of emotions, and just, you know, you're acknowledging them and you're working through them, and that's the important thing.
And we can grow, and they can grow. Both sides continue to grow and to relate. So I wondered, Lisa, if she might even have been having a bit of humor in there, is like flashing her light, like, hello, look at me over here.
Yeah, I know. It's hysterical when she said, when you said that. Yeah, I didn't take that perspective. So it's like, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. I honestly didn't go there because I was in my stuff. So
that's
thank
the
you
fun
so much.
Yes. Huh. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
You too.
Bye, Lisa. Uh-huh. All these good stories.
I know.
There are
a lot of good stories.
I
love that. I love that everybody's, you know, that so many people are aware and paying attention. I mean, this is something that, you know, how many years ago you wouldn't hear people sharing stories because they'd be like, oh, you know, I better not share that or somebody's going to think I'm nuts. It's like, no, we love hearing these stories because they're very important, because it's showing us that there our loved ones are around. And that's what's really important, you know?
That's right. And, you know, you can't really underestimate the emotional impact and the cognitive impact of when that ladybug lands on your own knee and just sticks around for a while.
Right.
My dad shared that with me a few days ago. It was my mom's birthday on Saturday. And he had a hard kind of day, but he was sitting out on the deck and listening to some country music, and he had pictures out and of mom and all his girls. And he said, but you know what? A ladybug landed on my knee and just stayed there for the longest time. That's never happened. And then why today? So he said,
right.
She thinks she was here. It was really amazing. Yes. Yes.
I totally agree. I think that, you know, they come through in all different ways, and it's just, you know, being open to recognizing them. And I think that, and, you know, that's why too, like with Christine's stories with the songs, I mean, I love that because, you know, there's so many great words in songs, a lot of weird words too, but a lot of great words. Mm-hmm. And when something's going on in your life and it comes through like that, it's just a validation, and you have to smile. You just have to be like, this is great. You know, it's like, like I said, I think I even have like a story like that in my book at the end, or one of them, when, you know, my alarm went off and it was the Only a Heartbeat Away, or Only a Mother and Child. What is it? Only a Heartbeat Away. And
Mother,
that was a story that happened to be when my son was in college and he was coming home that weekend for Mother's Day. And that song came on, and I just start laughing. I was just like, that was the greatest thing. You know,
oh, yes.
Mother and Child Reunion. That's it. And it was just like, it was the greatest thing, because it was kind of like, yeah, the other side was going, yeah, you're going to have this today. We see it. Enjoy your day. And I just thought that was really cool. And it kind of made my whole day begin, you know, kind of on a high anyway, because it was just so cool. And so I thought, you know, it is important. Like when we are open and aware and paying attention, then, you know, you can get some of the greatest gifts. You really can. And I think it's great that every one of these callers have called in, has had their experiences. They know it. They feel it. They understand it. And, you know, I just think that's beautiful.
I do too. I do too. And I got a bit of a kick too out of the lyrics and the songs that were meaningful to Christine and her husband. They had some punch and some laughter and just, you know, roll with the punches. And
yeah.
What was that other one?
Southern Cross. Southern Cross. I always liked that song. So yeah, I do. When she said that, I was like, oh, I have that in my playlist.
Yeah, and she said he would say, those are things he would say to me.
You know?
So they weren't just kind of random and meaningless, so they fit. You know, when the personality shines through.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. I would like to give the call-in numbers again, Janet. So for callers in North America, 888 627-6008, and for callers outside of North America, 1-323-744-4831. And Janet, I read a good story today. I had found one the last couple of meetings in a book called True Stories of Messages from Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And I found another one today. I think our audience would appreciate this one. So
sure.
This one is, the story is told, and there were contributors to this book by Julie Aidlott and friends. So this woman named Marie tells a story of when she was 11 years old. And when she was, and they had a piano at their house, and the piano had a name. It was called Daddy's Piano. Daddy's Piano. And he used to sit her on his lap and play Mary Had a Little Lamb when, oh, but her name is Marie. That's what it says in the book, when she was young. So when she was 11, her dad was shot and killed. And she said, for the amount of money in his wallet that would have bought two packages of cigarettes.
Wow.
So he died, and the mom was having such a difficult time with grief and loss. And so she removed the objects in the house that would remind her and Marie of her husband and the father.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Marie says, well, that's okay, but let's keep the piano. I want to keep the piano. So the mom says, okay, we can keep his piano, but we're going to put it in the basement. And so the mom at some point was working nights at a Walgreens, and she started at 10 o'clock in the evening. And every Friday night, when her mom went to work, Marie would stay up late because it wasn't a school night. So, and she'd hear music coming from the cellar. From the basement, it would scare her. So she would go and hang out in her mom's bed. She said, and my mom, that she said that happened every Friday. She didn't say for how long, but she said, my mom never asked why I did that. And I never mentioned to her, why I did it. So, but she says, but this one time I was in my bed and it was 12:30 a.m. and I sat up and I heard the music. So she crept down the stairs to the basement, feeling very afraid. And at the bottom of the stairs, there sitting was on the piano was a light. She was afraid until she realized the song that was playing was Mary Had a Little Lamb. So she says, you know, instantly the fear disappeared and she only felt the best feelings. And she asked, Daddy, is that you? She said she immediately got a very strong feeling as if everything would be okay. She said, then the music stopped and the light disappeared. She went back upstairs into her own bed and fell asleep. And she said, life got better. Her mom got a much better job and married a very nice man. And she never did tell her mom about that one because she said she wouldn't have believed me.
Wow.
Don't you? That just kind of blows me away. We're talking about an 11-year-old child.
Right. Which that's, yeah, that, I mean, that's, that means that she really did have that connection and really did feel that from her father, knowing that it was him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it does blow your mind, but at the same time, it's so beautiful because I truly believe that's how it should have always been for everyone here. We should have been like that, knowing our loved ones are that close or that they can communicate with us in, you know, because I've had tons of experiences as a child, and I was afraid. I wasn't afraid like somebody was going to get me. I just was afraid because I knew that they were there. I knew the spirits were there. I knew people were around me. I knew stuff was going on, and I did not discuss it because a lot of it I didn't, because I was afraid like people would think, oh, you know, make fun of me or whatever. And I knew there was a lot of things happening. And I think when I was young, there were things that happened that people didn't know about, you know, that I had told him that. But yeah, for someone who's 11 like that and has that experience, and to, for such a tragic way for him to pass, and then for him to come through and his light to shine through for her, and to come through with music to kind of to calm her down. It almost seems like it was, you know, a happy thing, a fun thing, a calming thing. And yeah, it did, and for it to change your world like that, I mean, that's beautiful. That is just so beautiful.
It is. It is. Yeah. I agree with that one. I love that one.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a good story. That's a really good story for, I think, just to hear, for the simple fact that, you know, anyone who's raising children, to have their children, you know, you don't have to go tell, you know, say, oh, well, you're a psychic and you're this and you're that. Just allow your child to tell you stories. And, you know, I mean, my son used to tell me some stories and I'd be like, oh, really?
And I'd
be like, okay. And I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. All right. So now, you know, this is what's going on. And I think it's just to make, let them be open and let them be who they are. You know, I still believe in the whole, I wish every school taught meditation early on. I think it would be so good for people, and it would be good because of all the social media stuff out there. It would be a great calming for people to, for them to learn how to do meditation, or some kind of deep breathing, I think is important for kids, to teach them how to be calm, or to not stress when something, you know, you see something on social media and you get all bent out of shape, and it's like, okay, well, if you can bring it in and do calm breathing, if you can do some meditation, I still believe that would help a lot in this world. And you know, I think on one hand, we were very fortunate, Kim, we didn't have, you know, the whole internet and, you know, social media thing when we were younger. I mean, it's great with all the information you can get, but there's also, you know, the whole other end too. So yeah. That's just one of my, you know, I'm getting on my soapbox, I should get off, but that's what I feel about the whole meditation and, you know, deep breathing for kids. I think it would really, really help. I think they do that in other countries. I think that would be good for them to do here.
I think you're right. I agree with that. Just, we always kind of have to learn how to calm down, center ourselves, get our grip, get our bearings, you know, and it just, in life, there are going to be things where kind of throw us off, and then we need to know how to get back to that calmer place.
Well, it takes practice. I mean, of course, a lot of times you're thrown into it because, you know, you lose a loved one, and then you become open because of, you know, you're in grief and you're, you know, wondering what's going on with them. You're worried about them. You're upset because your life has now changed and flipped upside down. And it just, you know, it's, if you had that spirit practice too, as we had, you know, as like growing up and understanding it a little bit, I think that that would keep people open even more. And it would make, I'm not saying it would lessen the grief, but I think it would change the grief a little bit in a little different way. And I think that that can also help, you know. And I just, I always think, you know, I tell people too, you know, spirit practice, it takes practice. It's not, you know, you're an instant, you know, psychic or instant medium. Yes, of course, we all are psychic on some levels. And yes, you know, there's many people who are mediumistic out there. But I think that too, it does take practice, like simply by opening up, like even, you know, like Christine said earlier, when she was talking about, she would dream all the time. She'd have dreams, you know, from her loved ones and from her husband. And then she wanted something more. And then it happened for her during the day. So it was almost like it was working. She was working on it even while she was sleeping, but she was aware of the dreams and it was happening. But then something, she asked for something more to happen. And I do think that's another thing, is that we have to ask. You know, when people say, well, you know, how do you do that? I'm like, well, do you ever ask? And they're like, well, you know, no, I don't want to bother them. It's like, no, you can bother them. Let them know that you're there and that you're willing to be open. If they want to come through and share something, you know, you're going to do everything you can to listen and to pay attention, you know, be there if they need you, you know. And I think sometimes that's part of the key too, is, you know, making it part of your daily practice in a way as much as you can, not all day, every day, but just say, you know, hey, I just want to let you know I'm open today. If, you know, you want to come through in some way, you know, I'm listening. And sometimes that's just enough to kind of trigger something. So.
I love it. And I think too, that I really appreciate that you give the gentle reminder quite often about the gratitude. And I think even the gratitude can open us to greater awareness, just because we're receptive, we're full, we're, you know, open. Huh? And then you're just going to see more, experience more, hear more.
Right. Well, and you know, and it's good too that when you do receive something, to acknowledge it and look at it as a beautiful validation. And, you know, if you have to cry with it, cry with it. If you want to laugh with it, laugh with it. And, you know, but you receive something. And I think that's really important, that that's part of our mission here, is to be as much as we possibly can on many different levels, you know, and one of them is, you know, spirituality. One of them is being open. One of them is, you know, finding joy in different ways. And even like with, you know, a loved one or like with a song, you know, anything that can connect you, and it becomes really powerful because it's so right there in your face that you're just like, you know, kind of like in awe, like, oh my gosh, you know? Yeah. And I think that does help the grief. It really does. It kind of transcends you into a new area, into a new space. And I think that's really big.
It is big. And it can do nothing else but that if you're open and willing to move, even though it's hard to move. And you might not feel like you want to or wonder whether you ever could. But I remember one time Betty had done some program, and I think it was called the surprising creativity of grief. She just said, if you just trust it, it will take you to another level. It'll take you to a different place. But
yeah, and that's true. I mean, that's totally true. It does. It takes you into a different place. And, you know, maybe, and that could be partially why, you know, I ended up doing what I was doing because of that. It's like, it does transcend you. It takes you somewhere different, and it puts you in this place of awe and wonder. And at the same time, it's like, okay, yeah, that's what it is. And you just keep moving on with life. And it does transcend you though. It really does.
That's so good. That reminded me of another one too, when she had said, sorrow and joy are inseparably intertwined. It's like,
say that again.
Sorrow and joy are inseparably intertwined.
Yes.
It's just along the continuum. And just because you feel one doesn't mean the other's not possible, even at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
That's
exactly the one I always remember too, is grief can motivate or freeze us.
Right.
So, I mean, you just have to recognize it and where you're at that place. And then you move on from there. And I'm just like, that's true, because it does. You see it all the time. And I'm not saying it's wrong, not saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just being in a different space, and it's taking you to a different place. And I think that's something to recognize. So, yeah. But I know, I'm just like, I don't know. We don't have any more callers right now.
Yeah, but I'll give one final time, the callers. For callers in North America, 888-627-6008. And we have just a little over 5 or 6 minutes. So as they say, now's your chance.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was already that late.
I know. We usually stop about 5 minutes or so before the hour.
I think too, okay, well then I'll just, you know, I'll give my own little advice for the, you know, listeners tonight too. You know, I would say to keep a dialogue with your loved ones on the other side. And even if you haven't talked to them, let's say in 10 or 20 years, you know, it's okay if you're thinking of them and you want to, you know, have a question for them or you want to talk to them. They're still out there. You know, I mean, I have a story in, you know, my book where I have, you know, my grandma came through like, I don't know, 10 or 20 years later, and she gave me a clear message. And so it's really important that when we recognize or we're feeling like a loved one around us, you know, maybe they're trying to give you a message, or they're trying to tell you something, or they're trying to support you in some way, you know, and give you, you know, kind of a step up. And I think that's something to remember, that, you know, when you're thinking of someone who hasn't been around in a while, or maybe it was, you know, a couple months ago, and you just want to talk to them, just tell them that you're keeping the dialogue open. You're going to talk to them. And if they want to come through and share something, that you're willing to listen and that you thank them, you know, you're giving gratitude, because it's a beautiful thing when they come through, and that you're happy that you get to have that moment with them in a new way. You know, unfortunately, it's a new way, but it's in a new way, and they're still around. And I mean, it is amazing. Like I said, I get, you know, things come through all the time. And, you know, sometimes I hear words, sometimes I'll just be, you know, I'll be in the house by myself, and I hear, you know, Janet, something, something, and I'll just be like, oh, okay. And then I'm stopping, and I'm like, okay, I was just thinking of so-and-so, and I'm like, ah, they're dropping in to say hi. And so then I'm like, hi, and then I try to think of some memory, you know, and connect it in some way, and, you know, see if anything else plays out or comes through. And usually there's always a couple more little things that will come through as well. And I always think that that's really cool when that happens. So.
It is. I had a question for you, Janet, but it disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you should keep talking. Just No.
I'm running out of words here. No. Okay. Well, that would be a surprise, wouldn't it? I'm sure everybody I know would be like, really?
This is a good first.
Yeah, this is the first. No, but I do think that, you know, the thing is too, is when you, that's another thing. It's like, if you have an experience, I wonder how many people out there, and it's almost like you just want to say, raise your hand, how many people feel this heightened sense when they have a connection with a loved one from the other side? For example, like with Christine said, look, when she wakes up and then the whole, the radio, the song, and it brings her up. Or, you know, I think it was Carol who also mentioned something about, you know, when she's getting these little signs, and it just, you have that connection. And it's kind of like, do you notice it? Are you just, is it in passing, or are you really noticing that, you know, heightened sense that you feel it so strong that that's why you want another? You know what I mean? Are you, I'm sure you've had that too, Kim.
Wow. Well, you've had a lot of interesting experiences and wisdom than I have. But I remember what I was going to ask you, or what I was going to say is, you know, we miss signs all the time. And when you stop to think of what it might take on spirit side to create anything that might be perceptible to us, all the varieties of signs and communications, it's like, how difficult might that be?
Oh, yeah. I think it's extremely difficult. And I think that that's the thing, too. Like when people, you know, they go for a reading and, you know, you're giving a loved one pieces of information, but it's not like you're on the phone and you can just give them a 20-minute, oh, they said this and this and blah, 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 blah. You see it in certain ways, or they come through in whatever way is best for the client or is best for the medium to give that information to them. And I think that when, you know, you're asking for signs yourself, you have to remember that it's really hard. And that's why too, like when they use electricity, it's a little, I think it's a little easier because that electricity, that energy, they have to build up the energy too. You know, I mean, they have energy and they're using, a lot of times people will say, you know, oh, I feel a little drained afterwards. And it's like, well, they're probably also, you know, using some of your energy to get things through. So that makes a difference as well.
Yeah. For sure. You know what else I find interesting that's happening a lot to me is my mind is just bringing up phrases and words that I heard from my mom, like when I was, I don't know how young, just different little things. Do you ever have the thing where just these phrases, and you, like they say, oh, I really am sounding like my mom, or, but the, like funny things, things that it's just like, the other day, I thought of lollygag. Do you ever hear that?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And that's not the funniest of them all, but so many things. And I'm thinking, are those signs?
I think they are. I think they're coming through to let you know they're supporting you.
Because it's like, it's unearthing. It's like, not just like, oh, I thought about that a couple of years ago, or we talked about that before she passed. But it's like way entrenched underneath, you know.
Yes.
Years and decades of experiences, but just funny phrases and things that just, oh, that sounds like mom. Oh, yeah, I haven't thought about that. That's a weird saying. Where did that ever come from?
Yeah. Oh, we have to, I think we're about time.
Before
we have to keep going, so I need to say the Maha Yama prayer. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. May all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Beautiful, Janet. Thank you very much. And we'd like to say thank you to Carol, Christine, and Lisa for calling in and sharing their treasures with us and with you.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night, Janet.
Good night, Kim.